ただいまからリスニングテストを行います。1ページ目を開けてください。このテストは A と B の2台あります。A 文はすべて2度放送されます。いずれも放送中にメモを取っても構いません。A、1、2、3の会話をそれぞれ2度放送します。会話中のブザー音の部分に最も適するものを A、B、C の中から1つ選び、記号で答えなさい。問題番号の後の括弧には、それぞれの会話の場面が記されています。では、始めます。
Question 1.
Do you know where we should go?
Maybe we should check the information board.
Attention, please. This is the final boarding call. Passengers for ABC Airlines Flight 784 to Oita are kindly requested to proceed to the gate number 80. Thank you.
Hurry up! We should go to gate number 80. It is a little far from here.
We have enough time.
Question 1.
Do you know where we should go?
Maybe we should check the information board.
Attention, please. This is the final boarding call. Passengers for ABC Airlines Flight 784 to Oita are kindly requested to proceed to the gate number 80. Thank you.
Hurry up! We should go to gate number 80. It is a little far from here.
We have enough time.
Question 2.
Mom, will you make curry for dinner?
Well, okay, but I don't have any vegetables. If you want curry, I need to buy carrots and potatoes, but I don't have time to go to the store.
Oh.
Would you? That'll help me. Thank you.
Question 2.
Mom, will you make curry for dinner?
Well, okay, but I don't have any vegetables. If you want curry, I need to buy carrots and potatoes, but I don't have time to go to the store.
Oh.
Would you? That'll help me. Thank you.
Question 3.
Wow, look at all the rides. What should we go on first?
Just a second. Let's decide where and when we should meet. Then we don't have to stay together all day.
Okay.
We saw it while we were coming here, right?
Yeah, it's the tallest building in this park.
Can I go now? I can't wait.
Question 3.
Wow, look at all the rides. What should we go on first?
Just a second. Let's decide where and when we should meet. Then we don't have to stay together all day.
Okay.
We saw it while we were coming here, right?
Yeah, it's the tallest building in this park.
Can I go now? I can't wait.
B 英文を2度放送します。よく聞いて、次の1から5の英文が放送された英文の内容に一致していれば1、一致していなければ2で答えなさい。では始めます。
Marcus Rem was born on August 22, 1988, and he began track and field sports when he was 5. His skills were great, and he won in many sports events. When he was 14, however, Rem had a big accident and lost his right leg from the knee down. 5 years later, he started track and field sports again using a new high-tech leg. In 2011, he won the World Para-Athletics Championships with a jump of 7.09 meters. He continued to improve his distance every year. His longest jump is 8.4 meters. It was in the 2015 World Para-Athletics Championships. This is a surprising record because it is better than the gold medal winner's jump in the 2012 London Olympics. Many people thought his jumping ability was amazing, but others said that using a high-tech leg is not fair. As a result, Rem could not receive a gold medal in one of the championships. Technology gave him a new leg, and thanks to it, he could continue to be a great athlete. However, because of that new leg, some people didn't accept him. Marcus Rem was born on August 22, 1988, and he began track and field sports when he was 5. His skills were great, and he won in many sports events. When he was 14, however, Rem had a big accident and lost his right leg from the knee down. 5 years later, he started track and field sports again using a new high-tech leg. In 2011, he won the World Para-Athletics Championships with a jump of 7.09 meters. He continued to improve his distance every year. His longest jump is 8.4 meters. It was in the 2015 World Para-Athletics Championships. This is a surprising record because it is better than the gold medal winner's jump in the 2012 London Olympics. Many people thought his jumping ability was amazing, but others said that using a high-tech leg is not fair. As a result, Rem could not receive a gold medal in one of the championships. Technology gave him a new leg, and thanks to it, he could continue to be a great athlete. However, because of that new leg, some people didn't accept him.
それでは筆記試験を始めてください。